For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Backpedaling for President Trump, who's trying to undo an image of weakness from his Helsinki summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The president now says he believes Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
But he quickly added,
could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is demanding immediate hearings on what happened during the two-hour meeting with Putin.
This is too important not to get the full story out before the Senate and the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A suspected serial killer is in custody in Houston. Jose Gilberto Rodriguez was wanted in three fatal shootings in the past week. Police Chief Art Acevedo.
This case illustrates that when we work together in law enforcement and when we earn the trust, respect, and cooperation of the community that we serve, we end up getting some great results.
A tipster saw Rodriguez's Nissan Sentra and called it in to police. Air Force One is getting a makeover, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump saying in an interview with CBS News that the presidential planes will be getting a new patriotic paint scheme. The White House announcing in February a $3.9 billion fixed-price contract with Boeing for the new planes. Before the announcement, there had been years of negotiations between Boeing and the U.S. Air Force, with President Trump even personally intervening right after the 2016 election. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Former President Barack Obama gave a speech in South Africa where he takes aim at divisive politics. While he didn't mention the current president directly at the 16th Nelson Mandela Annual Lecture, the former president said, "We live in strange and uncertain times.
With each day's news cycles bringing more head-spinning and disturbing headlines."
He also touched on the utter loss of shame among political leaders.
Politicians have always lied, but it used to be if you caught them lying, they'd be like, "Oh man." Now they just keep on lying.
And he touched on an old theme.
Love comes more naturally to the human heart. Let's remember that truth. Let's see it as our North Star.
Ford is the latest car maker to reach an airbag settlement with the feds, and USA's Chris Barnes is reporting.
Ford owners will share $299 million the carmaker will pay to settle federal lawsuits over faulty Takata airbags. Ford agreed to the settlement filed in Miami federal court. The money's to reimburse owners for their expenses waiting for fixes to their cars and for loaner vehicles for vehicles that can't be driven until the airbags are replaced. Toyota, BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Nissan have all previously reached similar settlements over those airbags. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.